I know you're tempted. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Another cryptocurrency is going crazy. This one's called Litecoin, up 8,200% so far this year. Not even Bitcoin can match that. And you're tempted to buy some, aren't you? Well, before you can buy a cryptocurrency, you need a cryptocurrency wallet to hold your private key, as explained on the Coinbase website.
A private key is just a very long string of numbers and letters that acts as the password to your Bitcoin wallet.
You can't memorize that, so you typically store it in a hardware wallet that plugs into your computer. You type in a PIN to wake up the wallet, which then sends the secret code to unlock your money. But here's the thing. If you lose or forget your PIN, you can't just go to a bank and prove who you are. Your money's just gone. Which, in fact, happened to Mark Frauenfelder, an editor at Wired Magazine, who lost his wallet code. He had $30,000 in Bitcoin in that wallet. And to get it, he had to hire a hacker who showed him how to physically pry open his hardware wallet and load in a special program.
This is my last chance.
He had one chance to get it right. Otherwise, $30,000 would just disappear.
Oh, my God.
He recorded the moment.
Let me get the PIN code. Oh, my God.
Success. Of course, losing your PIN isn't the only pitfall, as this helpful video also explains.
In the event of internal fraud or external hacking, your Bitcoins will likely be irretrievably lost.
So, welcome to the future. Ain't it great? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.